Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's famous beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky and favorite beverage. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's favorite, Mary Zajac. Nice to see you.
Well, thank you very much. Definitely nice to see you after that sort of intro.
Absolutely. How about...
Cocktail Monday.
It is indeed Cocktail Monday. I'm very excited. The cocktail shaker is doing its thing.
It is.
We have some nice dilution going on. You need to pass me a glass.
It's looking a little frosty.
Or I can pass you the shaker.
Well, I'll pass you the glass.
That's even nicer.
Ooh, it smells like a whiskey sour. Lemon... Canadian whiskey?
Bourbon.
Okay.
American whiskey.
American whiskey. Excuse
me. Look, you're on the
whiskey,
right continent.
Whiskey.
Yeah, exactly. We're all friends now.
There's something very fruity. Peachy?
No, I wouldn't give you peaches. I know you hate peaches.
Apricot.
There's orange and there's lemon in there.
But there's something rounder.
There is something rounder. And they're round and they're tiny and they're blue.
Blueberries?
There's blueberry liqueur in there, actually.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit of...
I didn't know there was such a thing as blueberry liqueur.
And there's a little bit of apple brandy. Now, blueberries and apples are from Quebec. And I could have used Canadian whiskey, but I like bourbon and I had some nice Elijah Craig. A little bit of blueberry liqueur from Quebec and some oranges from Florida, where all the Quebecois are right now.
Including your mother.
Including my mother. And some lemon. So I call this Un Canadien Errant, which is the name of a very famous historic French folk song from a long, long time ago, meaning the wandering Canadian.
And so this is a cocktail of your devising.
It is. How
Very
is it?
Nice. I like it. From the nose, I wasn't expecting the blueberry, I think. And once you say blueberry, I can sort it out in my head and taste blueberry, but it really did feel like something a little more rounded and fleshy. And I guess it's just a combination of all the fruit, which is why I guess peach or apricot,
right.
Something like that.
Absolutely.
Quite nice.
So, MZ, our second cocktail.
Wow. Well, it smells a little like a Bloody Mary.
Uh-huh,
like
it does.
I'm smelling tomato juice.
Right.
And it's got the color, that sort of rusty
it does.
Red.
Yes.
It also looks like it might have pepper or mm-hmm. a chopped herb or something.
Yes,
it
has black pepper in it.
Yeah.
The one thing it does not have in it is tomato.
Oh, it's
ironically.
Not tomato. Okay.
It does have a bit of Tabasco in it.
Once again,
that'll
not
wake
what
you
I
up.
Was expecting. I like it, though. So I can taste the Tabasco. Cucumber, pepper, something like that?
No.
I mean, I would still say
this
tomato.
This is really hard.
Except you've told me it's not tomato.
That's correct. What's the spirit?
I'm assuming it's vodka.
Gin? I'm going to tell you.
Please.
It's gin,
tamarind.
Dry vermouth. No, tamarind is a good guess, actually.
Okay.
Gin, dry vermouth, Peugeot bitters, Angostura bitters. It uses olive brine and sweet pepper brine, like the kind you get from Whole Foods.
Oh, yeah. So that's where I'm getting the peppers.
So this is kind of a dirty martini slash Bloody Mary, but no tomato juice. I'm calling it the Anne Boleyn.
Actually, I think it's delicious. Mm-hmm. The pepper juice is where I'm getting that kind of freshness that I would say pepper or cucumber. And the olive brine is where I'm getting the brininess that I would associate with tomatoes. Plus, there's the Tabasco. That's quite nice.
Yeah, I'm very pleased with it. The Anne Boleyn. We just did an opera preview on the opera Anna Bolena, which Baltimore Chamber Opera is doing. So I thought I would pay tribute to that. And you could lose your head with this.
Yeah. And you made this up?
I did.
Oh. Grasshopper, you are something else.
I do it all for you.
I see bartending in your future.
My wife has forbid me from taking up the profession. Too many women, too much liquor. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
That Kati is wise. I'm Mary Zajac. Cheers.
Cheers.